Can you feel that? There's a peace. If we come a few minutes early and we settle, just sit and wait. There's a whole field. We enter it. There's over 850 people following the Living Awareness blog, and in some way or another, they all participate in these meditations. Entry, intermediate, and generative. And so many of us have been meditating together decades now that as soon as we sit, there's a field that absorbs us. And all that requires for that to happen is two things. Simply to come a few minutes early so that we have time to just be and be ready, but be open. And secondly, that we are open. That we sit down with the intention to clear and to meditate. And then the field, already present, will absorb us. The image on our screen represents many things, all of them having to do with interrelatedness and harmony. That if we are at harmony in our core, then that will go out from us. And equally so, that energetic will magnetize toward us that which also supports harmony, or that which needs to be harmonized, and that which we are capable of harmonizing. And a very simple example of that is our preparation for meditation. The field is harmonious. That is palpable. It's almost like a warm sunshine. You can just bask in it. And so together we settle with a smile and a long, slow, deep breath. And let's do just that. Let's bask in that for a number of minutes, feeling a good asana, energetically, physically if possible. But just feel the field and be absorbed by it, by its peace, its harmony, and its integrity. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we settle. Within this peace is the flow of the breath. It is tactile, tangible, and supports our presence. We might experience the height of the breath, the depth of the breath, so as to expand our meditative acuity. Because this beauty, this peace, might simply absorb us and eventually turn into almost a dreaminess. So we want to always keep acuity within meditation. So we can feel that in, up, out, down. And as we notice the brightness or clarity that is now part of our vibration, we, in the noting of it, then we support that. We simply pay attention to that and at the same time stay completely soft and open within all our fields. There's always this play of two factors in order for meditation to bring its benefit and to actually be what it can be. So again, we smile. The field is already present, and we are present. Feel the breath in, height, out, depth, acuity, integrity, the vibrations of our beingness, and we sit, awareness. And we know to come back to the breath we start to trail off, stories start to happen in our mind, and we're not being present to the moment. Because in the moment, we're meditating. So we allow the breath to bring us here, to be our focus. Now let us create a toroidal flow. Breathe in harmony from all around. It doesn't look like anything in particular. It's an energy and a vibration. We breathe in harmony and all its derivations in and feel it come into the crown center and down the central channel to the heart. All the way down to the bottom, lower chakras, and out. Just create a toroidal flow. And then it goes out. How many goes out from us? Out as far and as wide as you want that toroidal flow to be. And then it starts to draw in again. In at the crown. How many? This is a gentle, gentle process. And then down and breathe as many times as you need to go fully and slowly through the physical form and all the chakras, down and out again, slow, out, 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 as wide as you want, and it draws in again from the width and the scope, from the vastness of existence. Harmony. So we breathe it in and we breathe it out. Once you get the idea of it and it starts to be in motion in your creative imagination, then I suggest that you actually stop for a moment and just let each chakra be bathed. Again, breathe as much as you need to, but let every chakra be bathed. And then out at the bottom again. Harmony. And at some point soon, let go of the doing of it, because now it is set in motion. And now we can simply be, we can reside within any chakra as it is receiving. We can experience that the same chakra is emitting now that it's been informed by this vibration and informed that it can function in this way. We can simply sit in the full, almost universe, you know, of a toroidal flow. Or we can even simply be the center through which everything is pouring. It's like being a shunyata and just in its function. So don't decide any of those three, but simply as you let go of the doing of all the mechanics and creating, then let the flow of it determine for you what is your abiding. Is your abiding in a chakra or in the system? Is your abiding within just the wholeness of the experience? Is your abiding as a focal point of dynamic emptiness from which this whole thing pours out? so that your experience decide, not your mind and the ego. No matter what part of the experience you are abiding in, energetically, harmony is still pouring into you and through you, and pouring out from you and out into the world. We smile together with the simplicity of it. We complete our sitting. Before we go, meditation rather like eating good food. It nourishes us. And peace within our mind, our emotions, harmony within our sense of self, harmony within the world, with others, right, relations. These things, like our body needing the right food to be healthy, good healthy food to be healthy. Harmony can only happen, peace in mind can only happen if we give ourselves something like we have done today and on Tuesday. When we give ourselves peace, sustained opportunities for simply experiencing ease, quietude, peace. Well, these, like nourishing food, will begin to reorient, change, and molecularly change our sense of wholeness. From wholeness being that which is attained from the outside and is activity-driven, and therefore wholeness is actually accomplishment. We experience accomplishment and feel good about that. We feel whole. But that is fleeting and that is conditioned. Whereas, as we all know, because we are meditators, that the more often that we allow ourselves peace and its derivations, then that automatically will nurture the same through our day, in our mind, in our emotions. But just like food, if we do not choose the greens, the salad, and instead choose something less nourishing, then we'll end up with the results. And equally so, as we go through our day or go through our week, and if we choose to simply give ourselves a few moments, 20 minutes of harmony, then, of course, the result is that it goes into the world and it goes into us. So this is the simplicity of it and the beauty of it. And, of course, again, I know that you know that, but every once in a while it's good to be reminded of the simplicity and the cause-result of it. So I love you. Have a beautiful day. Create it as you go. Bring some harmony into yourself and into the world.